Time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars offensive line and Eagles. First of all, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Yeah, thank you.
Do you miss the snow?
This will be my first Christmas I've had that I haven't had snow around, so it's going to be a little bit of a change for me, but you can't beat the weather and the beach.
So say the sand's not too bad.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's start out with 180 degrees. You were getting ready for a playoff run at this time a year ago, played in the Super Bowl. This year, you're with a young rebuilding team. How has the process of going from a winner to a building team been for you personally?
It hasn't been easy. That's for sure. We've worked our butts off this year and haven't necessarily seen the fruits of our labor yet. But I know the best is yet to come. I'm very encouraged of what we've started doing and where I think we can take this. And, that's the biggest thing. You know, it's exciting and I have all the faith in the world it's going to happen. It's just been, you know, it's a little trying, when you're not getting the results that you work for.
Well, I think people who watch this are excited to hear you say the word excited. There's a genuine sense that there are better days ahead for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I firmly believe that, hopefully we get a win this week and get some momentum going into the off season and have a great off season and see what we can do down the road.
Right. 66 is the next. You know the number. It's the number of sacks. That's not all on you guys. Can you talk a little bit about the cohesion that has to be built in an offensive line and with a quarterback in order to create what you want up front?
I mean, obviously, from offensive lineman to offensive lineman, there's a huge amount of trust and cohesion that has to be built, like you said, between the quarterback, but also with the running backs, with the receivers, tight ends. I mean, it truly is an entire offensive stat. You can't account for everything, and sometimes you got to throw hot, and the receiver needs to know when he's hot, and the quarterback needs to know he needs to throw the hot, or the back has to come across the formation to pick up a blitz, or whatever it is. So it truly is a team stat. You know, we take the brunt of it as an offensive line, and we know that, and we relish that. But that's definitely something we need to improve on in the future.
Can you give everyone a sense of just how young the group is? I mean, Joko had never really played left tackle in the NFL level, and you got a rookie starting at center by week three, and Linder, who's played really well this year, the other guard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're historically young.
Oh, extremely. I've never seen anything like this, and, I haven't been in the league that long, but I've never seen anything like this, and I think you go back, and at games this year, we were starting 6-7 rookies at a time, and the next closest team was maybe two. It just doesn't happen. But, like I said, it bodes well for the future. You know, lots of experience, good young talent, guys that like to come in and work, and that's going to be a good thing for us.
The quarterback's our next topic. You've played with the very best in Peyton Manning. As the season comes to a close, give us your thoughts on Blake Bortles' rookie campaign.
I'm excited about Blake. Obviously got thrust into a position that a lot of people didn't think he'd be in this season. I think he's handled it extremely well, taken some bumps and bruises and made some mistakes, and that's to be expected. But his attitude and the way he goes about things and the things that he can do on the football field, I'm really excited to play with him.
I saw a picture on Instagram over the weekend. It was obviously you guys in your rookie dinner, your offensive line dinner, and he was with you.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly there's a bond between this offensive line and the quarterback. How important is that?
It's extremely important. We try to involve all the quarterbacks in any dinners that we might do or just hanging out. And that's most teams are that way. The quarterbacks and the offensive line usually get along really well together and kind of hang out together. And it goes back to building that cohesion and that camaraderie that we talked about earlier. And the quarterback to the offensive line is a big piece of it.
Fourth topic, 1 to 2, we hear all the time that you take your biggest step necessarily as a rookie from year one to year two or game one to game two. So your perspective on where this team goes from year one to year two, 2015.
I think we can make big strides. It's just not going to happen. We're going to have to work for it and we're going to have to put in the work and do the things in the off season and improve. But nobody here is afraid of that work. I expect a big jump. But like I said, we're going to have to work for it.
And finally, let's talk about you. It's been a transformative year, I'm sure. You come from the West to the East, professionally, financially, contract. Give me a sense of, as 2014 comes to a close, your thoughts on you this year.
It's been a crazy year. you know, I'm very happy to be here. You know, the organization's great. I love Gus and Dave and what we're trying to do here. You know, I'm like I said, it's been a trying year for me, but I'm excited for what we can be in the future. And you know, it's just going to be that much sweeter of the things that we've went through to get to that point. But it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's been a big learning curve for me. I've never been in this position, obviously, before as kind of the leader in the offensive line and a leader on the offense. And it's a role that I love to take on. You know, but there's been some growing pains for me trying to learn and take on that role as well. And, you know, I plan on taking a big jump next year in that sense as well.
We've seen you get a little bit involved in the community here in Duval County with mm-hmm. your Zane Beatles Foundation. Do you plan to grow that?
Absolutely.
Give us a sense of what the Zane Beatles Foundation is all
about.
Yeah,
we, you know, our mission is to support the journey of young people going through life-changing medical experiences. Okay. A lot of the things that we've done in the past has been pediatric cancer. And you know, I know there's a lot of places that support that here in Jacksonville and in a large medical community. We're very excited about what we can try to do in the future. And right now we're trying to get the lay of the land and see where we may best be of help to the community. But I want to get involved as much as possible and as much as the community will allow me to.
Well, let us know how we can help you with the Zane Beatles Foundation.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Best of luck Sunday in Houston.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. You too.
Zane Beatles, folks. Thanks so much. It's been fun.